treading trouble.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. First, it was dog food, then toothpaste, and then toys. Now, it's tires. Word is Chinese-made tires sold through a U.S. distributor in New Jersey are being recalled, 450,000 of them. The problem has to do with tread safety. We've been expecting this next one for a while now. Today, the Department of Justice launched a probe of the British defense contractor BAE. Allegations are BAE paid a $2 billion bribe through a Washington bank account to secure a major arms deal with Saudi Arabia. From London this morning, Marketplace's Stephen Beard told me this doesn't reflect so well on the British government.
This is hugely embarrassing for the British government, not only because the British government stopped the British inquiry, only to see it now resumed by the US, but because the original arms deal was between the Saudi and British governments. BAE was the sort of subcontractor. So here we have the Department of Justice essentially investigating the British government. This could blow up into a huge diplomatic row between the U.S. and one of its closest allies.
And just while we're talking about this, the part of this that interested me as well, Stephen, is the idea that BAE is now trying to get approval to buy an armored vehicle maker. So this is a sensitive time for that?
It is. BAE, it's in the process of buying Armor Holdings in the U.S., the company that makes, among other things, the Humvee. And it's also in the process of trying to turn itself virtually into an American corporation. It is already the Pentagon's fifth largest supplier. It's the largest foreign supplier, and it is trying to increase its business in America, which is by far the largest and richest defense market in the world. So this corruption investigation will put something of a chill on those expansion plans.
That's our Stephen Beard in London. And on Wall Street Monday, the Dow fell 8 points to 13,352. The Nasdaq fell 12 to 2577, and the S&P fell 5 to 1497. What do you call it when all five SEC commissioners appear before the same House committee? Unusual. They've been summoned to the House Financial Services Committee today to talk about financial policies, the first time in a decade that's happened. After some delay, a Senate vote on the immigration bill is scheduled for today. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
The bill has opponents on both sides of the aisle, so the amendments that could sink the whole thing are coming out of both parties. Controversial proposals from Democrats include provisions for family reunification and more forgiving employment laws. Meanwhile, Republican opponents have floated changes that include tougher enforcement of immigration law, says political science professor Ray Koslowski.
The one that really sticks out is one that would essentially bar illegal immigrants from getting legal status. And this is in the sense to head off the amnesty, the A word, as it's sometimes referred to.
But observers say some senators may vote for the bill regardless of the amendments, just to keep the legislation alive. No matter what happens today, nothing would be set in stone because the bill needs to pass two more hurdles, the House and a compromise session between the two bodies. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
And now our series continues on the nuts and bolts of building a small business. Ideas, of course, are one thing. Finding the money to make them happen is another. Steve Tripoli at the Entrepreneurship Desk has been finding there are lots of different approaches.
Oh, if they could just start over. In Seattle, Daniel Hornau creates and sells personalized ringtones for cell phones. You're hearing one now. He's been searching for startup capital, and like many entrepreneurs at this stage, he's beginning to second-guess the way he's done it.
Well, I'd start earlier. I wish I had talked to more people earlier. I wish I hadn't operated under the illusion that I wouldn't need a lot of capital.
Hornell's startup is cash-starved, and his increasingly urgent money chase is sapping energy he needs to fend off ringtone competitors.
because somebody else is going to do it. And somebody who's got some advantage of you over you is going to do it.
Big startups can grab venture capital and tiny ones get government help. But Hornell says many cash-seeking small businesses are stuck in between. In Berthoud, Colorado, Monica Signer and her partners sold their own assets to launch their dog kennels and riding stable. After that, they carefully tapped so-called friends and family money. Signer recognizes that borrowing from acquaintances carries special burdens.
You want to make sure, obviously, you don't want to jeopardize your friendship, and you want to make sure to be able to honor your commitments. What was very successful for us was to wait until we knew that we had income coming in before we approached an acquaintance.
On Long Island in New York, Brian Prince runs two web-based businesses, a search engine and an online hotel reservation site. He says when he's seeking capital, there's no substitute for feeding potential investors loads of well-written details.
Mapping out the actual business strategy, how you plan on protecting the funds to make sure that you don't just burn through them. Not a business plan, but more of an overview of the idea.
Our small business expert for this series, Patty Green from Babson College, says Brian Prince is giving potential investors something extra with all those details.
In reality, he's selling himself this way as much as he's selling the idea of the enterprise. He's selling that he's thought through what are the risks, what are the contingencies.
And Green says that Daniel Hornell, the ringtone guy, is learning a hard lesson by having an up-and-running business with no financing pipeline in place.
You should be thinking about always having your pipeline kind of planned out in your head. But it means you have to really understand what are you trying to get done, and then you can figure out how much money do you actually need.
One last thought from Brian Prince on Long Island. He says it's smart to get your investors deeply involved.
Have them be mouthpieces, evangelists for the business. Get them using the business. Have them telling their friends and family about the business. Involve them in the business of marketing, of sales, of feedback.
After all, what better resource than people who literally have a stake? I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.